Shalom,
anachnu lomdim.
Hello, we are reading from A Sage's Fruit, Article 1, Commandment, on page 49. You may ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the materials of the lesson will be aired live. A Sage's Fruit, page 49, 1, Commandment.
Really, there are many people, but we learn that it is all one created being. There are many manifestations to... The Creator has many manifestations, but we say that it's all none else besides Him. There's just one Creator. There are many actions that the created being has to perform, but the Creator actually performs them on Him. And they're all related to one correction, namely one commandment. So are there many mitzvot, commandments, or just one? Or is everything just one action of the correction of the desire, and it's divided into many individual actions? Let's see what he says about it. We also learned that this mitzvah of love another as thyself, through which you come to love the Creator, your God, this is the great rule of the Torah, which is revealed in that love the Creator, your God. It becomes revealed in love thy friend. It's the precept of love. Are there many mitzvot? Let's see, what does he mean by one commandment?
One commandment. He who performs one mitzvah, he has sentenced himself and the whole world to a scale of merit. There is no serving the Creator and keeping the mitzvot except in lishma, for her name, bringing contentment to one's maker. Yet, as sages have already introduced the practice of engaging in Torah and mitzvot, even in lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. I say that the first and only commandment that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, to merely provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, one will work for the public, save the oppressed, and every creature in the world that is in need of salvation and benefit.
So, it's obvious then. Each of us has to take care of corporeal matters, his own, that of others, only regarding the basic needs in a way that's not praised or condemned, in order to sustain the body. Beyond that, the only thing that we're concerned with is our spiritual existence. So, no question about it. Let's go. Yeah.
Who determines what is considered necessity? How does a person check that?
This is exactly what I asked Rabash, and this is what he said. Were you happy not to have to deal with that too? Then, whatever you do is called necessities. Is it clear?
It's clear.
You go into the supermarket, whatever, shopping center, you have everything you want there. You would be happy if you wouldn't need anything, only spirituality. But I have no choice. What do I need in order to sustain myself so I can sustain spirituality? That's called necessities.
On the other hand, we've heard more than once how Rabash used to change his mattress every year, and how he used to like chocolates and this.
Why not? If these are necessities, why not then?
Well, you can't live without chocolate or without the most expensive
you
cheese.
You didn't understand what I said? He feels that these are necessities for him. I'm telling you seriously. Necessities. The most expensive cheese, yeah? On the other hand, when he passed away, they looked into his accounts, nothing there. He didn't leave anything. He left money only for the holidays, soon Rosh Hashanah, and the main thing for Pesach. Every time we went to buy different machines and different shops, coffee machine, this, that, coffee grinding machine. But nothing else, actually. You understand incorrectly. You think that necessity means that I have to be satisfied with the least, with some stale piece of bread from a month ago, and that's that. Not at all. Why should I? We traveled to this beach in the city of Herzliya. On the way, there was the, how was that restaurant called? Penguin, I think. It was like a kiosk. We used to go there, he used to climb on the high chair. Give me a beer. There was this old man there, and he used to drink a jug of beer. Why not? Can't you say, what, he can't survive without it? No, that's incorrect. The question, it's not a matter of restricting or limiting yourself, but it's a serious examination of the measure to which you really need and decide that above this, you'll have spiritual work. I see that this is something that I can't explain yet, but it's not the matter of eat bread and eat little bread, drink some water, and that's it.
I've also heard more than once that there were Kabbalists who were very, very rich. So how could a necessity go together with richness, which is abundance?
They didn't take this wealth into consideration. Maybe this wealth, they even felt it as something that didn't belong to them. They also managed many things. They participated in managing the country when they were a part of the Sanhedrin. Yeah. There were people that, look, these discernments, they're spiritual. We'll talk about them in a year or two, suppose. Then things will be clear. What are we talking about? And in general, in spirituality, there are many things that our corporeal, beastly mind can't grasp. So don't measure with today's measurements things that belong to spirituality.
What does it mean to work for the public, save the oppressed, and every creature in the world that in need of salvation and benefit?
So what? I'll run around handing out to everyone money and clothes and so on? No. I know that the thing that will save them is the reforming light. So this is something that I have to do. I'm not turning myself into some kind of, kitchen for the needy or some aid organization or whatever.
Sergei from Moscow is asking, what is a mitzvah, a commandment? What does that mean?
A mitzvah is something that the Creator commanded, correcting the desire in order to become like Him. That's it. To return to the Creator, as it says. This is called mitzvah, commandment. It's an order. There are the 313 posits and advices. That's called a mitzvah. The 613 deposits and, yeah.
Serving people by God's commandments. There are two advantages to this mitzvah. One, everyone will understand that they are working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify one to keep Torah and mitzvot lishma, since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not oneself. Thus, one becomes gradually fit to keep the mitzvot of the Creator with the required condition, benefiting the Creator and not oneself. Naturally, the intention should be to keep the mitzvot of the Creator.
Meaning, in order to bestow, the intention in order to bestow actually determines the quality of the action, and only by this intention, according to this intention, can we measure the action itself. Could be an action of bestowal, of reception, the action itself, but its quality is determined by the intention. Only then can we really see what's going on. Yeah?
Good
morning.
You woke up. That's good.
I have many desires. How do I check what's a necessity and what isn't?
You don't examine the desires themselves, but according to the intention. Is your intention to bestow to the ten and through the ten to the Creator? That's it. Intention. And to the measure to which you're in this intention, what can you relate to this intention in practice? In action, meaning. That? Do.
I don't get it.
Think about it. I said it all. Don't just do actions without an intention. First the intention, and then the action following the intention.
If there are things you want, and they can support the group, then that's a necessity, and if not, then it's not. Is that the direction?
If you can perform actions that are good for the group along with the friends in the group, then these are good actions. Let's go.
The part of the Torah concerning relations between man and man. There are two parts to the Torah, one concerning man and God, the other concerns man and man. And I call upon you, at any rate, engage and assume that which concerns man and man, since thus you will also learn the part that concerns man and God.
Like what we read in the letter by Rav Asher, Baal HaSulam, that a person working on giving contentment in that final point, then
in love of others, love the Creator, Baal HaSulam says, when one has completed loving others and bestowing upon others in this final point, one will be completed in love of the Creator and in bestowing contentment to the Creator. And there is no gap between the two, because everything that is outside of him, outside of his body, meaning outside of his self-benefit, is one, if it's to bestow upon his friend, or to bestow contentment to his Maker.
Is it clear?
People
all the time. Why don't they get it? I don't understand.
There's a challenging question here. A student from Netanya is asking, how do I drink a beer with the intention? Like you said about Rabash.
Why only beer? Anything. Whiskey, too? Why not?
No.
This is the only problem in life.
This question has been reoccurring over the last few days, that there isn't any difference between love, working on love of others, to working on the greatness of the Creator and love of the Creator. So how can this difference be made? How can you see the greatness of the Creator that it's not related to love of others, that it's not related to our work between each other?
How?
A person, first of all, discovers the need for the Creator. He hears about love of friends, he hears about the connection, he reads about all these things, as we do, suppose, but he starts discovering that the greatness of the Creator is the thing that takes him to the purpose of his existence, of creation, like we've learned today. It's what helps him overcome the different obstacles of this world, that protects him against the different frightening, and against the thing that frightens him, and the saboteurs, and so on, the greatness of the Creator. The question is, how does he achieve the greatness of the Creator, which, egoistically, he needs so much? So, he starts discovering that to really be able to receive the greatness of the Creator, to be able to receive it, this is something that can only get through the group. The group is the means. So he turns to the group and he wants to use it in order to get more and more of the greatness of the Creator, for it to protect him. And this is how he works. Meaning here we can see that the group is the means, the greatness of the Creator is the goal. But this is also not the goal, but it is the means that protects the person. And this is how, every time, you see man, the group, and the Creator, and what does he use, whether it's the Creator and the group for his own benefit, or himself to the benefit of the group and the Creator. This is all you have, only these three components.
So that sentence he writes here, that only at that final point where we engage in love of friends, only there is the transition to love of the Creator.
Love. You understand the degrees? That all in all, the greatness of the Creator is that if you reach a complete kli and you're in love compared toward it, if you love, then in that kli, in its essence, you discover that it's the Creator. The Creator, all in all, it's everything. Okay, where were we?
Title: speech, thought, and action. Work of any kind should include thought, speech, and action. We've already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in the mitzvot relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act in itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conciseness necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to the actual work. Thus, Each person should think that one is doing this only to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to Kedusha, holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal, fit to receive the true higher abundance. The speech refers to the prayer in the mouth, during the work, and in fixed times, for the Creator to turn one's heart from reception to bestowal. Also, it is contemplating the Torah and matters that promote achieving it.
Okay, what can I tell you about this? It's an incomplete article. We got this article from things that Bala Sulam wrote him for himself in order to make something out of it later. It's very hard to really make something out of it. We'll read it again later on, and we'll really have to go in, because I see that people, they're now kind of blurry. They're tired from today's lesson. It's very hard to scrutinize. Well, it's impossible to scrutinize it right now. Dudi, ask questions that aren't about this.
Yep, outside of this, today in Israel, Jerusalem Day is celebrated, and I wanted to hear what do Kabbalists think of the...
Let's hope you wrote something about it.
Yep.
Jerusalem... Not much to say. Bala Sulam says that it's the place of destruction, that it truly is, and the place of the temple also. So, we have to reach a state where we will truly merit to achieve Jerusalem in our heart, for it to be complete awe. Yirah Shlema, this what this word consists of, Yerushalayim, and that we'll build our temple there, that it won't be the first or the second Kli that all belong to the Rosh of the Partsuf, but also to receive in order to bestow, and to bestow in order to bestow, but for it to also be the third Kli that includes the bestowing in order to bestow, receiving in order to bestow to all nations. As it says, my home shall be called a home of prayer, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, that this will be the entire world to receive, created on the human level, and that everyone will receive the revelation of the Creator equal for all as a result of the connection, and then the difference between everyone will disappear. This world will disappear. As Bala Sulam writes, that this world disappears at the end of correction. The only thing left is a mutual desire where everyone's connected mutually, and light fulfills the desire completely. All are in complete attainment in one heart, without any difference but to the contrary. With no differences but to the contrary, the separation that we have previously achieved will work in favor of increasing our unity by way of love covers for all crimes. And this is the kind of Jerusalem that we should have. In the meantime, we see how it's really in ruins. In the entire world, you have no more disputed city that is experiencing collisions and resistance more than Jerusalem. Let's hope that this will become the subject, will become revealed as the subject for correction. This is what we can say about it. And therefore, Yom Yerushalayim, the Day of Jerusalem, it truly necessitates us to correction, but it's not that we can celebrate Jerusalem itself and the day itself, but only the opportunity that we were given for redemption. And this is actually what we're celebrating, meaning the place of work and the revelation of the place that is future to come with its correction, and then the people of Israel and all nations and the land of Israel as a whole and the entire world will achieve adhesion with the Creator. And in this respect, Israel, they will realize their role of being light onto the nations, meaning that their role is to correct humanity as a whole. As the Rosh of the Partsuf, regarding the Guf of the Partsuf, but really, the correction, it has to pass on to the rest of humanity and the revelation of the Creator. The complete revelation of the Creator has to come to the Guf of the Partsuf, meaning to the whole of humanity, and this is our role. This is what we can say. And there's much more about it, but these are the main things. And it also says that the land of Israel eventually will spread to the entire world, meaning that the concept of the will to receive that belongs to the Creator, it will cover the entire reality, and everyone will connect and will be the nation of the Creator. As it says, all shall know me from small to great, and so on.
So Jerusalem is the unity of Israel, the unity of humanity.
Unity of humanity. Jerusalem is the unity of humanity. And once we'll learn about this, this city existed before our forefathers came to Israel. It existed, Jerusalem. It's not that it was built. What is its point that it's so unique that existed before the people of Israel came to Israel? What did you find?
The Talmud Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, built Jerusalem is a city that is connected, that makes all of Israel friends. It's also written in the book, The Work of Israel, according to the awakening and work of Israel in love and awe, Jerusalem was built.
Yeah, nowadays the concept of Jerusalem doesn't exist. It's only a name and a place empty of any content.
It's also written in Talmud Bavli, in portion Deoma, when they engaged in Torah and mitzvot and good deeds, then why was it destructed? Because of unfounded hatred.
And he actually calls Jerusalem the place of destruction.
By the nations of the world, like America and other countries, the fact that they're moving their embassy to Jerusalem, does that bring us closer, or?
That's another kind of symbol, but it's not that it does any kind of correction. We're the ones that have to make the correction. This is the time for those that are on the degree of Yashar Kel, Israel, meaning all our groups around the world, for us to yearn together and connect to the Creator. We and the Creator, and then we'll become the Rosh of the Partsuf, regarding the rest of the world, this is what's up to us to do now. And that there are different other things that are going on in the world, to us, doesn't matter. That it'll be a result of what we're doing, yes, but we needn't pay any attention to it. The most important thing, this is the most important thing, and that's actually all there is our connection. So, what next?
Daily task. We were on duty, 10 number 18, from Petah Tikva, Argentina, Turkey, and Germany, Nuremberg, and Haver. Daily task, please, from Argentina.
Each friend keeps the greatness of the creation.
כל חבר מביא את גדלות הבורא לחברים בעשירייה במהלך היום.
Each friend gives the greatness of the creator to the friends in the ten during the day.
הודעות לסיום.
Announcements to conclude. Today at 6:45 p.m. we're inviting our friends from the world clear to unite and be together in our world gathering of friends. Thank you for our viewers. Have a good day. Kabbalah Campus is inviting you to take your first steps in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Entrance 30 shekel. Pre-registration is required. Find out more details on KabCOIL or 1-700-509-209. Now each friend will write quietly a lesson summary in a few sentences. We're going to dedicate 2 minutes for that.
תודה לצופים, תודה. בזאת נסיים. כל חבר, סליחה, מוזמן לשתף את סיכום השיעור שלו בסביבה טובה. תודה ויום טוב. נשיר ביחד שיר.
תודה לצופים, תודה.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.
Hey, hey, rise above.